Drive me crazy.
This one. Oh, it's actually already fucking recording.
Look at that.
Beautiful. It's 160 fucking three. Yeah, 163. I did a dab and it's destroying my throat. How are you guys? How are you guys?
Shit, how you doing?
Hi, Skype.
Been playing that Ninja Turtle Fortnite spawn the last like hour or so.
Hell yeah.
Oh man. I did all the missions.
Same.
That shit is fun. The weapons are okay. This shit is pretty cool. The Shredder looks so fucking dope.
For yep. Sure.
And there's that Kevin Eastman loading screen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that thing looks fucking amazing.
And then there's a loading screen where it's Shredder versus Splinter.
Yeah.
That looks pretty yeah. cool. But it's like the Fortnite characters. It's like a freeze frame of the game.
Still pretty dope.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anytime Shredder's fighting Splinter, that's pretty neat.
And then Super Shredder when you finish all of the turtle missions.
God, that Super Shredder is sick. They did a pretty good job with the Super Shredder.
Man, I'm impressed with everything this season has thrown at us so far. And the augments I've seen are pretty damn impressive, too. There's this one called Rift Swimmer. And it's, if you're in the water for 15 seconds, you rift. And if you swim through a fishing spot, you rift. That's cool as fuck.
That's not so good.
And,
I always thought in solo matches, you should be able to go to the reboot van and like donate gold to the bring people back fund, and it shoots you in a rift up into the sky.
Oh, he muted himself. Okay. I thought my shit fucked up for a second.
Oh, sorry.
It's like, wait, he was coughing real hard. He's just gone. Did my shit mess up?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
I mean, they're totally useless in solo matches, so why not do something with it?
Man.
Oh, with the turtle stuff, I was actually really excited that they added the turtle weapons, but they didn't take out the chain whip.
Yeah. Man.
The turtle weapons and the chain whip is a dope combo.
Let me tell you guys something mildly frustrating, unrelated to Fortnite. I lost my weed pen. I lost it somewhere at the neighbor's house.
Oh no!
And so I bought a new one, right? And this is the old design, and I forgot that mine was a newer one that you can just plug in. Mine has the little USB port. This one does not. And it did not come with a charger. So, it's useless.
That's trash.
Yeah. And I found my little Puffco pen that I could do dabs out of, but I also don't have a charger for that. So,
That's just... little Yocan. It's pink. You put dabs in it.
So, wow.
What you got there?
I'll show you guys. This is some sherb cream cake. Oh, you know what I want to say?
This is what I got. The Flozilla.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking these fucking things. Should I ever buy one of these fucking things? Look at this. All these... fucking tips come out, making the cones fucking useless.
That looks good.
Getting a lot of bad products. Not you though. Damn, that looks good.
What's
mine? Oh shit, what's yours called?
This is Sherb Cream Cake.
Nice.
Yeah. That was like $100 an ounce. So I was out of fucking weed, man.
You guys see that Starship Troopers game came out today?
Hold on.
It's not Starship Troopers, but it might as well be.
Starship Troopers.
Helldivers.
Helldivers 2?
Yeah.
Looks like Starship Troopers, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Like, the beginning of the opening is even the, you know, this is a public service announcement from Super Earth, you know? Be a Helldiver, you know?
Alright, I might have to get this game.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah. And it's only $40. Oh, it looks really good. The first Helldiver was pretty good. Fucking, that'll give me a reason to dust off the old PlayStation.
Hell yeah.
Beat Mortal Kombat.
Beat Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat 1 was okay.
I like the story.
I mean,
it was alright.
Yeah, it was okay.
The ending was the worst bit, but
Yeah, I agree.
The rest of it was pretty alright.
Yeah.
It was, they made a lot of weird changes. Like, which is, it is what it is. The gameplay is what bothers me about that game. It still feels like ass.
I don't like the cameos. Like, I want to be Goro, not fucking.
I wish the cameos was more of a tag in, tag out situation.
Yeah.
I wish we would have got MK Trilogy or MK Armageddon.
But
in the MK11 engine.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect. That would have been like the perfect fucking Mortal Kombat.
Hey, I'm going to use some photos like right now-ish, and when we get to talking to it, you can put them up on the thing.
Yeah.
Alright, because this collection is insane. I know I briefly kind of said something to you guys about it, but boy, oh boy. Hold on. I'm just going to send them to the beatdown chat. If you ever liked the G.I. Joes, ever once, this was like a dream. Like I said, this guy had basically a double wide shed full of this kind of stuff right here.
Oh,
wait, yeah. Pause right there for a second. All right, now you see that bottom row?
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the original 12 G.I. Joes. And there's doubles of a couple of them. That's why there's more than just 12 in there.
Hey, I have that Lego robot. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got a ton of the Legos weren't in the collection correctly. Moving the Legos into this, it's basically a double wide shed in this guy's backyard in the middle of nowhere.
That's cool.
Flip it again.
Oh,
you got the G.I. Joe base and the Terror Drone.
Here's Sergeant Slaughter.
Alright, see, this right here was actually, that's the bottom part of a bunk bed. He had a bunk bed with a piece of AstroTurf on it. and plywood. And I mean, he's got most of the boxes from his stuff. He's got all
this shit,
like,
so cool.
Just about one of everything as far as like the first ones. And then he kind of dabbled into like the Ninja Force, and if you see in the back there, there's Street Fighter 2.
Oh,
with G.I. Joe.
You know what? I got a Bison and a fucking Guile fucking on card somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah, I paid like $10 for each.
But that's the Defiant right there, is the spaceship. That thing is massive, man.
What is this thing?
That in the middle, it's this mobile transport that basically it opens up into this three-tier like stepped kind of thing where it's set up now, but you can collapse it all in and it looks like one of those Jawa transports almost.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me. Guns. What was that thing from Halo? That
yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't.
It was in Halo 3. It was in that one map.
And then this one right here, the one all the way to the left, it's got like a couple of Jericho missiles sticking out of it. There's like little missiles inside of those giant missiles.
Holy
shit. It's some crazy G.I. Joe shit. And we like... Oh, there you go.
Oh!
That's not a USS flag. That's a USS flag that this guy has custom turned into the Iron Grenadiers Destra.
That's shit.
Yeah. He basically, he had a whole extra flag. And he had a custom job done on it. If you flip it one more time, I think this might be the last one. And there's the other flag with all the Joes set on it. And all, like, all the Joe aircrafts and stuff like that. I mean...
Alright, can we take a moment just to admire what toys used to be like?
And that right there, that giant thing, I'm telling you, it's over 6 feet long. It's bigger than me. That junk was like $150 or $180 or something back when it came out in the 80s.
Damn, man.
Now one of those complete out of the box, just like this, sells for like over $2,000.
Damn.
If they tried to make that new, the cost on it would be so ridiculous that they couldn't do it.
He's got a Bison on card right there. That's pretty fucking cool.
There's a bunch of on card characters. There's some.
Little shit's up here.
Yeah, there's a ton of the smaller vehicles. And this, like, when I went today, we were wrapping up. So it wasn't like all of this stuff. And then, this one right here. I'm gonna send you this. This is where I fell in love with ninjas right here, bruh.
Oh shit.
Do you know the story behind this Snake Eyes? Why he was even like, made him the ninja character and stuff?
No.
They didn't have enough room in their budget to paint any more action figures, so one of them they had to just leave the color of the plastic. And they said, let's make this one right here with the mask a ninja, and he can be all black.
That was fucking smart.
Yeah.
And then they gave him an Uzi.
And that was the best one.
And
we're just gonna leave him the plastic. He's gonna be
all
great.
The props, man. He ends up being the coolest one, all because how they portrayed him. And it's like he's a silent ninja and stuff like that. He doesn't ever talk.
He's got an Uzi.
But he does have an Uzi.
His Uzi does all the talking for him.
I will say, like, while my love for ninja started with Snake Eyes. The second version of Snake Eyes
is the Uzi canon. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, that's Okay, so full disclosure, that's not the weapon that goes with him. The one that's supposed to go with him is as black as that knapsack thing that he's got, but that's not even the right like pack that goes with him either.
Okay.
So while the character is like near mint out of the box, he doesn't have the right weapons with him. And he didn't have his like little ID card either, which you know, that's something where tracking down all of those is, you know,
the little card from the back of the box.
Yeah,
that's cool. Transformer.
Yeah, they dude had like just a ton of stuff. Now, so the deal is he was moving all this stuff out because he was done with G.I. Joe. And his son is now into collecting Power Rangers stuff. So this shed is going to be like full of Power Rangers and Legos in the near future. Shit.
That's fucking cool.
Man.
I mean, serious collector, man. I give him props, man.
No shit.
A lot of dedication to just do this. He was in the process of building like a Cobra base, like 3D printed.
Like,
got like a bunch of.
That's fucking nuts, man.
That flag to make it the Destro flag, you know, for the Iron Grenadiers. And it's like black and gold with a little bit of red, like that maroon red trim. It looks really sick. But like he's got like a base that he was building that was like 3D printed, all for Cobra, and it's got like the Cobra, like
Cobra, man.
Yeah, he's got some pretty serious stuff, man. And now that basically sold this collection to Shannon from the toy store. Oh yeah, here's a good look at the box of that Sergeant Slaughter. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. I actually had this one.
Oh, look at that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Right? Tag Team Terminator. Hell yeah.
Man, weapons do not shoot. Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, you gotta make believe. Pew! So, the killer whale right there, the hovercraft thing, I had that. I got it probably the same Christmas. I got that and the other one. I mean, maybe that was like $40 back. And that was like a huge deal for my parents to spend that on one thing, probably, you know?
Man.
It's so crazy, man.
G.I. Joe's was a little before me, I think.
Probably.
I was like this, but over Turtles. I had all the Turtles.
The Turtles sealed the deal on my belief that one day I'd be a ninja. And here I am. Not too
bad. Man, that's pretty fucking dope. You're ninja now. Fucking the Turtles, man. I was turtle fever and wrestling fucking fever. Like Donatello and Hulk Hogan were my fucking heroes, man. Fucking. Fucking, you know, Hulk Hogan's still an okay guy. Kind of an asshole.
Well, maybe. We're all assholes a little bit. But he did save that young lady from,
That's fucking true.
You know what? And his son didn't even cause the accident.
But he did fling a kid out of a tree.
Well, you know.
remember that? The dog getting thrown in the water in the background.
Yeah.
I did get some comics this week. I didn't actually get anything from the comic store. We're still on the get-go.
All night.
Hey, you should.
What comic is that?
Stop staring at your screen so we can see it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
We're still on G.I. Joe.
Oh shit. All right. I'm. Oh shit. There we go. All
right.
Shit.
What is it?
One of the Lady Death things. It's called Chaotica.
Okay.
This on Kickstarter like several months ago, and it came in today, or well, this one came in yesterday.
We can show this one.
It's fucking shiny. It's really nice. I like the artist on this one, so I said fuck it.
No one but us got to see that last one.
But yeah, man, it came with all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh shit, that's a sticker.
Some cards.
Oh shit.
You guys got Pokemon cards. I got poker butt cards.
Hell yeah.
Oh, poker butt cards.
Yeah.
I remember those.
I got some sticker. Evil Ernie cards.
What?
Evil Ernie?
I got a 666 dollar bill.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go take that to the bank right away. And I like that they give you a bookmark. That's kind of cool. But I really like it when they flip side it and it's got the boobs out version on the other side. They let me down this time.
I'm actually glad they did though. I'm glad they did just so I didn't have to censor it.
and then another Kickstarter actually came in today. Ninja Witch.
Oh shit!
I've seen that picture you posted of that. That looks pretty cool.
Related comic books.
Is that a porno?
What's that?
Is that a nudie? Let's
find out.
Oh no.
Let's find out.
It looks like one of those ones where you're like, oops, now I'm naked.
Yeah. Well, occasionally. I find some in there. Well, it's okay. So it's story and character created by Amy Hunt.
Written by
Kristen Hunt.
Almost sounds like a fake name.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're 4 pages in, and there's like pirates and ninjas.
Oh shit! The age-old question: Who's gonna win, pirates or ninjas?
Well. There's some cleavage. There's some nice cleavage, but not a titty or anything like that so far.
Not even a titty.
Well, you never know. There's some cool stuff going on here. There's some sweet ninja action.
You need to pull one out that has a titty, so Rick's got to do some work.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get a titty for you, Rick.
Hey man, I think Primal Rage used to have comics. Primal Rage.
That's the one with the animals.
Yeah, they were dinosaurs.
That was cool.
And the one dinosaur farted, and one of his fatalities was he pissed on him.
Yeah.
No boobs.
Zero boobs.
Damn.
Zero boobs, but it looks like it's a thrilling ninja story. Involving witchcraft and possibly pirates.
Man.
The solid read. But this is the kind of stuff I try and find on Kickstarter.
I need to start reading Saga again.
Yeah, they just picked that one back up.
That shit's wild.
Yeah, it is.
I still haven't read too much into it, but that first one where the TVs are fucking.
Listen, that was a wild ride, the first half of that story. Like, I don't usually read fucking comics, first off.
Did you get through, like, all of the
Yeah, I read the...
How many of the graphic novels did you go through?
I read the full first half. Full first, oh, wow. 52?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I read the whole first half.
But it stuck back up. I picked up that very first copy, or that first issue, because I was just like, okay, somebody's going to want this.
I made a few panels of that comic book on Beat Downstairs. That comic, that was a wild fucking ride. And I was reading it on a whim. Because I was reading about one of the characters or something. And I saw, this sounds interesting. And then just, I got fucking hooked, man. I was happy that it was already finished by the time I started reading it. But then I had to wait years.
Yeah, like so, every...
8 years?
Well, not 8 years.
Yeah, no. Nah,
fucking...
But fucking...
Ah, you know, I didn't say fucking last week.
There it was.
God. And I noticed my brother says it, too.
It's really easy to say, for real.
It's a butt fucking curse, man.
Butt fucking
Butt fucking for real.
Yeah. Butt fucking terrible.
All this butt fucking made me forget what we were talking about even. But. I completely forgot what the fuck we were talking about. I smoked too much weed. What were we just talking about?
Butt fucking.
Oh, comic books. Yeah. It was a good comic book.
Yeah.
Fucking saga.
And I'm
going to read it again.
I'm about halfway through the first half.
It's a wild fucking ride, man. And every time you think, like, wow, that can't get any crazier than what just happened. They're somehow, like, surprised it's even crazier. They're like, what? How is this fucking possible? Man.
I've been tricked.
And, of course, it ends on a cliffhanger, so you're like, what the fuck? I gotta know. I gotta fucking know. Man. That had the... they got, like, deer people. Man. When I watched this movie... it's called Upgrade. And I was on shrooms when I saw this movie. And so everyone in the movie looked like those deer people from Saga. It was really weirding me out. I was like, man, all these people look like deer. And I couldn't really explain it, but now I'm thinking about Saga, I'm thinking about the deer people. That's what it was. They all look like fucking deer people from Saga.
Deer people.
Yeah.
Saga.
Antlers and shit?
Yeah, well, yeah, in my mind, they had antlers and shit. They didn't actually have antlers. But, yeah. That was a weird fucking movie. Like, this dude gets into a car accident, and he's paralyzed from the neck down. And then they put this, like, microchip in the back of his neck. And this computer takes over his body, and then he turns into a stone cold killer, and he goes on revenge, and he finds out it was some weird fucking setup, and then these guys come after him, and these guys have shotguns in the palm of their hands.
Holy shit,
man. And I'm watching all this weird shit, and I'm fucking tripping fucking balls. And so I'm like, man, this is real weird.
You know, we're at our balls. Rick put on a fucking, like, 1960s fucking home video or something.
Oh, yeah, it was some weird home videos, and they look demonic.
Yeah, but when you watch it when you're not high and fucking tripping balls, it looks normal.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, why would I watch this shit? Man, you know what I saw that looked cool? It was a comparison of Wolverine's gloves from the Deadpool 3. In X-Men 97. Huh. And they're the same glove. People are saying that this is going to be a live-action version of the animated Wolverine. That's pretty fucking cool.
I'm down for that.
Deadpool sometime this year?
Yep.
Oh, man, I can't fucking wait.
I think it's, like, the big summer blockbuster time.
Oh, man. And it's going to be rated R, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm like, the first two Deadpool movies, and you know, I thought they were going to fuck it up at first, too. Especially because, why did they pass the first time? Why were they like, you know what, nah, this Deadpool guy. I mean, everything about Deadpool
because was funny. Because Deadpool fans or anybody that knew who Deadpool was, and they fucked him up in Wolverine Origins.
Good point.
That movie flopped. Okay, if they did Deadpool right, I go back and see that movie how many times, and all of a sudden everybody goes to see all that shit because they got it right, right?
Man. And so the
movie flopped because they fucked him up.
That movie was ass, but did you guys play the game?
The game was pretty fucking cool, right? The
game was fucking lit. For one, Wolverine was tearing motherfuckers to shreds with his claws. Like, you're just ripping people to shreds. And when Wolverine took damage, his skin was ripping off, and you could see his fucking adamantium skeleton and shit. And
that was a cool fucking game.
And his fucking skin and shit grew back. Oh, it was so fucking cool. Man, I was not expecting that game to be anywhere near as good as it was.
Was that on, like, Xbox or PlayStation 2 or something?
PS3 360.
Yeah. Okay. And you could go and hijack the helicopters, and you would fucking claw the guy out and hold him up and stick his head into the propeller.
That was such a good fucking game, dude.
And I was like, oh my god, Wolverine is such a fucking badass, man.
They really did that man justice in that game.
It was one of the most brutal fucking games I've ever played in my life. Wolverine just rips people to shreds. You're throwing motherfuckers on spikes and shit.
I hope that game they're making is as good as that.
Yeah.
So there's supposed to be a Wolverine game coming out for PlayStation. The people that did the Spider-Man game.
Yeah. Yeah. If they make it like that game, it'll be fucking great. Like, I just want Wolverine to just rip people
up. And that's what Wolverine's supposed to do, man.
Yeah.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Man. You guys see the movie Brightburn? That was a good movie.
Is that the
evil Superman?
Man, that
movie has some of the coolest deaths I've ever seen in a movie.
Check it out.
I think that's how Superman would be, cause, you know. We'd be rude to Superman, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, humanity would, like...
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, we'd be throwing rocks and shit. He'd Homelander out. I mean, look at
Homelander. Get the fuck out of here, Superman!
Yeah. Yeah, and see? And that pissed Donnie off.
Goddamn, is Donnie Superman?
Yeah, actually.
I mean, I've never seen them both in the same place at the same time.
He said, you know what? Fuck those guys talking shit about Superman again. That reminds me of the fucking Rock when the Rock was on fucking SNL. He said, oh, you're talking about Superman. And you can see the suit under his business suit.
Jesus.
Fucking, oh, so the Rock was supposed to wrestle fucking Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And Triple H said no. It's Cody Rhodes wrestling Roman Reigns.
He smacked the fuck out of Cody Rhodes, dude.
He did. He smacked
the fuck out of that dude.
So you know the Rock kind of sucks now. He's okay. I liked him before he smacked him. Like
I liked him before he was trying to sell me shit all the time.
Yeah, I'm reading the book about him. Fucking Stone sent me the book about him. It's, man. I definitely enjoyed him more when he was Rocky Maivia. And it was crazy to see how people were booing him.
Yeah, that was a trip.
And he said that Cody Rhodes cried babies.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he's a great fucking heel.
He is. I will say, though, since he's been back on wrestling, he ain't really been trying to sell me anything.
Well, see, that's good. And Steve-O is always trying to sell things.
Fucking Steve-O, dude.
I think that's what I can't stand the most about him.
Get Manscaped. I shaved my balls with it. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. You listen to this? Drink this tea. You unhealthy
fuck. Liquid death.
This is water in a can. And you know what? I bought that shit. Mainly because the can looked cool. And it does. It has kind of an aftertaste. Like it tastes like you drink it from a metal can.
Yeah, I was going to say, the little metallic.
Yeah, I'm like, you
that's
know.
That's this tap right here.
Hey, did you boil that?
Oh, yeah, you still gotta boil your water?
Boil that week that everybody's running their water so their pipes don't freeze.
Right.
They got the water on trickle for about 3 or 4 days. The whole city.
Yeah, that was
man,
tough.
Man, it was cold then, you guys. It was fucking cold.
I was able to platinum a game, though, in the time I had off work.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get off work. We don't have it to where they're like, yo, it's too cold for you to work here.
Well, it wasn't that it was too cold. It's just that the roads were sheets of ice.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
It looked like snow. It was.
They don't give a shit about that here. Like, our bosses are like, nah, it's... I'll never fucking forget. I came to work in a blizzard this one time. And I shit you not. They came out and they said, oh, we want to thank you, everyone that came out. We know how hard it was to come out here, blah, 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 blah. But to reward you, I shit you not. Well, they fucking got us Jets pizza. And so we got you guys pizza. We really appreciate you guys.
And that, oh, man. They made somebody drive Jets pizza in a blizzard.
Yeah.
Jets pizza delivered.
Yeah, isn't that nice of them?
Did you say, you treat me so good, Big Daddy?
They didn't make it, like, in-house, like, so nobody had to...
No.
Freshly made on the...
That's crazy.
Pizza oven in the back for the CEOs.
You know, It was wild. It was a wild time. And then all the people that didn't show up, they're like, well, since it was a blizzard, we're not going to count it against you guys. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's fair. But can I get something like an extra day off for showing up?
Yeah, in that case.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and take those days.
Yeah, I'm not coming in tomorrow. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. That's wild, dude.
They had this point system where 15 or more points they could can you. And I was at 142 points. But we had this thing where if you showed up every day for like a week it was, and you're on time, you didn't fuck up at all, they removed all your points. So I was there for that week, that whole week, and they removed my points, and then I immediately was not there the next day.
Shit, I got points to spare.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how that went.
Damn.
I think one of the days I called off happened to be Call of Duty Day. And then they're like, we know why you called off Call of Duty. I said, man, I didn't even buy Call of Duty. I didn't give a shit. And you know, the sad thing is I think I did buy Call of Duty. But I bought it as an afterthought.
Oh, it shit. Was, Call of Duty's out.
Yeah, it was Modern Warfare 3. I was like, oh, you know, I should buy Call of Duty. I think I bought the Mountain Dew. And then I was like, oh, you know, I will grab Call of Duty while I'm out. You know,
I got the Mountain Dew points. Might as well.
Gallivanting around while I should be fucking working. Man.
Playing a hooky.
Yeah, that's, you know, I only got paid $8 an hour at that place. They worked you like a dog.
Sounds like it.
Well, fuck them.
For pizza.
Yeah. Like, man.
Yeah, you're doing great. Here, have some pizza.
I remember when I got that job, I was like, holy shit, man. I'm making $8 an hour. That's big people money right there. Man, this is fucking great.
Back in my day.
I mean, that was in 2010. Fucking, so it was a little bit ago, but still, holy shit. It is, you know, it's kind of crazy to say that 2010 was a little bit ago now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're 13 years away from that. Fucking holy shit, man.
Where does
time flies.
Right.
Fucking. Where the fuck are you at? Is that Italy or something?
Maybe.
It does look like Venice.
Looks like, yeah, Venice.
Man.
Looks like
Etsy. Carnival of Venice.
Run across some,
Yeah, is Venice Italy? Was that right?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't fucking believe I was fucking right about something like that.
I think Spider-Man tried to save that building, but the
fake water monster.
Alright, fucking Mysterio is one of the coolest fucking enemies. Like,
they did a really good job with him.
And look what he did to fucking Logan.
And they're
all insane.
I watched that one with Stacy recently, and she was like, she tripped out when Mysterio was a bad guy all of a sudden.
She's like, yeah.
Fuck. And I looked at her, I was like, yeah. She's like, you knew? I was like, well, I mean, yeah, I like Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's one of
Mysterio,
the big
bad guy in all the stuff that I read.
I knew something was up.
Yeah, I was really confused, actually. I was like, wait a minute, why is he helping? Peter, don't trust him.
There he is.
Don't fucking trust him, Peter. You don't trust him.
You dumb fuck. That was a
man. See, that's what always bothered me about Spider-Man movies is they always had these great fucking characters to choose from. They always fucking go with fucking, all right, well, here's Doc Ock. Here's Green Goblin. No one gives a shit about them guys anymore.
Oh, hold on now. I like Green Goblin.
Green Goblin's okay, but for a movie, like, they could have gave us a cool Venom way earlier than they did. You know, a cool Carnage in a movie.
I did think Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man was a weird costume.
Theoretically, if they, like, kept going with Spider-Man and, like, did it right, they could have gone through all sorts of, like, crazy stories and stuff like that. But they keep wanting to reboot him and tell the same fucking story over and over again. And they even got a lizard in the Amazing Spider-Man.
Man, that was so fucking dope too.
And then the second Amazing Spider-Man, not their best work.
Yeah, with Electro. I didn't give a shit about Electro.
It seems like Sony was trying to, like, connect shit so hard and, like, build stuff up and just, I don't know.
I still haven't seen that one because I heard it was so bad.
Never pay it off.
I mean, it was okay. But, yeah, they shoehorned in the Goblin.
So it was like the third movie all over again.
Kinda.
Because they put way too many villains in that movie.
So, I mean, they're talking about, like, three more of these Spider-Man movies, right?
Yeah, they need to. Like, give us Venom in it. I want to see Venom with Spider-Man.
I mean...
You know?
That's kind of... That would be sick. I was surprised when they didn't give him, like, a scene. You know, like...
Yeah.
At some point. But then he's, like, the scene stealer. You know? But, yeah, like, let's cross it over, man. Let's
get some... Just do it.
Yeah, let's bring Carnage back. Let's get a Maximum Carnage arc going. That would be great.
Can we keep Woody Harrelson?
Yes, please.
He is a national treasure.
He really is. I love that man.
I walked by him when he was doing the People versus Larry Flint. I was walking towards where they were shooting the scene in the courthouse scene because a buddy of mine was one of the extras.
Oh, shit.
So I was going to pick him up from the set. And we went as far as we could. And, you know, they popped out, you know, a little while later. But as we were walking, I walked by this guy that's like a couple inches shorter than me, and I was like, why does that guy look familiar, you know? And I just gave him the look, you know, and walked by. I was like, oh, that's why.
That's Woody fucking Harrelson.
I watched him when he was a baby, fucking Cheers.
That he was the best character in Cheers.
He
too
was so
man.
Good.
All right,
so good.
Listen, since we're speaking of sitcoms now, I gotta fucking be honest. I've been watching The Office lately.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't totally hate it now.
If I told you.
Like, season two has started growing on me.
Oh, yeah. The first season was a little bit meh.
The first season is really only going to be good for you after you've watched it.
Yeah, you go back and watch it over again, and then you'll be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like,
the first season is super fucking Yeah.
And it's short though too. It's only like eight episodes.
Yeah, it might even be six.
They didn't know like what they were doing yet.
So you get through there, they didn't know they were doing, and then they took off with it.
Yeah.
And actually like some of the best funny stuff.
I definitely see it. Cause
yeah.
Like
Scott, man.
I started watching season two and
raise one up to Michael's.
Oh yeah.
That's all I've been watching lately.
That's good.
I was like, damn, this. There was a few scenes where it was really fucking funny. And I was like,
I hated that show for the longest myself, dude.
Yeah.
And now I've seen it 12 times. It's a good one to just throw on.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been so bored of everything I've watched lately. I needed to watch something new. And so I tried sitting through Parks and Rec. I don't know. That wasn't as good for me.
Oh, man. Aubrey Plaza, she's fucking hilarious.
Ron Swanson.
Maybe I need to sit through the first season of that as well.
And really, the first season, they don't have it right yet. The second season, better. It starts really getting better. They brought Adam Scott in, and in the season, and it really kind of
took off.
Yeah, it really did.
All right, so I'm going to watch the second season.
It's the same thing.
Damn.
The first season, you're like, okay, this is kind of funny, okay. And then, like, you get to the end in the paintball episode, and you're like, And then the second season, they fucking blew it out of the water, you know? And then third season, fourth season, then, you know, people started being asked. Chevy Chase is a real dick, though. Shit got changed up.
All right, well, I'm going to have to watch those.
Community was really good. Yeah.
Man, yeah, see, I ain't watched
those.
Those
were all on at one point it was Unity, then Parks and Rec, then The Office, and then 30 Rock on Thursday nights.
I remember
coming home from work on Thursday nights and having all four of them on my DVR and being like, beep, beep, beep,
yeah.
Beep. I wanted like the crossover. I wanted like the four-way crossover where the story starts in Community and ends in 30 Rock, but it involves all of them and crosses over.
Man.
It would have been fun because they, I mean.
Dude, Community is fucking hilarious. I'm sitting here thinking back on it. Community was even amazing. Even if it's
a character traveling through each of the shows. You know, and it brings this whole story together.
It would have been Abed from Community. He would have been going. Really, he would have just popped up everywhere.
Well, somebody from like 30 Rock would have had to, like, you know, so, or yeah, maybe. Ooh, yeah. They could have had Abed just like traveling through the whole thing.
I'm fucking sold. That would have worked.
Because he was always doing weird stuff like that anyway.
Yeah. That would have been really fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
if they had thought of that at that time. Maybe if we believe it hard enough.
It'll happen.
It's going to be a fucking one of those Mandela effects.
Mandela that shit.
Let's go.
Someone's gonna be like, but don't you remember when that didn't happen? Oh, that's always happened.
Yeah. You're a weirdo.
Man, I played Dead by Daylight today.
Oh yeah?
That's a weird game.
It is. No, it's one... only good if you have a group.
Well, I played with a group. But no one would explain to me what I was supposed to be doing.
Were you a survivor or a killer?
I was a survivor.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't play with the killer option on for whatever reason.
That's weird.
But, yeah, we were always survivors. And, you know.
You got around turning on generators.
Fucking.
Until you turned on enough you can escape.
I was running around Raccoon City Police Department from Pyramid Head.
That was a pretty cool hat. That was a pretty cool map, though.
Clearly, Pyramid Head got the, you know, took the wrong turn somewhere and ended up in the wrong game.
Hey, man, that happens. Raccoon City and Silent Hill are, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, so wait a minute. You know, I was, and then I was like getting chased by Pyramid Head on like the ship from Alien or something. Shit. Yeah, it was weird. I didn't really understand the game. The
fuck out of that game.
It's so weird.
Like that's her game.
I played the Final Fantasy Rebirth demo.
Oh, it's so fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of love it.
Oh my god, it was so good.
It looks beautiful.
There's some really annoying points. Like, I don't care, like, how story-driven it is. I don't want to do the action of the crawling to, like, spare me that. Like, it's just kind of...
Go back to Fortnite.
I like the action of it though. And
so you're saying you like the cinematic?
I don't care. I think it's fine.
There's
nobody says these things when it's God of War is my main problem.
Well, you know, that's the kind of crap I didn't like in God of War too. I'm like, dude, he's God. Why do I have to deal with this shit? Why is he... Why can't
there was
I, like, go
a lot there? Of just walking
because there's,
and
like,
talking.
This little rock in the way.
Yeah, and a lot of dumb
that
shit.
Like, I get it. You want me to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
These are really dumb puzzles.
Okay,
I'm for the cinematic aspect of it, I guess.
You know, it was cool, but, like, there's...
But I see what you're saying.
Twisting this fucking
wasting thing. My time.
Oh my god. Why?
Yeah, a lot of it was filler in God of War, to pay, especially in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And I played that game through to completion, which I don't do with a lot of games. And that, you know, I put like 40 hours into that.
And also, though, with that demo, that was like a super fucking, you know, story-driven part.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah, the exploration and shit is probably gonna be tits, you know?
Oh, like, yeah. It's gonna be awesome. That, like I said, there's just...
Why couldn't they have just made it a cutscene?
Exactly.
Why couldn't you have just added that to the cutscene?
When does it come out?
29th.
Okay, just have him crawling up. It's still just as dramatic. I don't have to push buttons to do it. It's cool.
Amazing.
The part where I was running around fucking stuff up with my sword.
Yeah.
You get to play as Sephiroth a little bit because it's like Cloud and Sephiroth.
Could you do that in the original?
Yeah, at that point.
And then you get to see Sephiroth go like full evil. It's pretty awesome.
It's the Nibelheim incident.
Is there any big changes?
No.
From the original?
Not in that.
Not so far. I mean, there's like, there's some.
Midgar was pretty different. Like the first one?
Yeah, there's a lot of differences in the first one?
In the first one, they had to add so much shit. Because the first game was just, what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours of the base game?
Oh, like Midgar
sequence in the original. Which is maybe like four. Disc. No, the whole first disc was... You leave Midgar within, like, 4 hours tops. The last part of that disc is when Aerith dies.
No, that's the...
Yeah, it is. No, sir. The end of the second disc, you're about to go into the Northern Crater. And then the third disc is just the Northern Crater. I've played this game 30 times, though.
Yeah, okay. It's
holy shit.
That's probably one of my favorite fucking things of all time. I'm gonna look it up just to be safe.
So,
you know, I think you might be right. It's that area around that. I thought, though, like, all that, the golden saucer and all that stuff, that's on the second disc.
That's mid-first. You go back in the second disc to fight, that guy that was Barrett's buddy.
So, is the first game just the first disc?
No, it's a piece of the first disc.
Yeah, it's a piece of the first disc. It's basically that old Midgar, the 4 hours, they turned it into 90 hours.
What? Yeah, Aerith dies at the end of disc one.
Okay.
What the fuck? But Aerith did not die in the end of game one.
No, I'm
not. No, because it was just the Midgar.
I think that'll be at the end of this one, if I'm not mistaken.
If it happens.
Well, true.
So.
Maybe Tifa gets it this time around.
They're bringing back Zack. Zack's on the cover.
I'll tell ya. Tifa might be like. She's up there. Let Chun-Li as video game characters I'd smack.
Oh yeah, man, I wasn't even a Final Fantasy fan, but I loved me.
Oh my science.
Yeah.
You think Cloud ever hit that?
Yeah. That was about
7 hours. That's how long the
childhood favorite
thing is.
And so they took a 7 hour sequence, turned it into a 90 hour game.
It's only about 30, 40 hours tops.
Yeah, well, depending on how.
That's still a lot of.
Yeah, stuff. Like, I mean, if you're trying to go through it and get everything.
Yeah.
And now, does the next one take place right after that?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is going to be
sequence of us like ditching town and getting the hell out of there, and then it's like, okay, now we've got some time. Tell us the story of what's that asshole's problem with all of us.
Yeah.
And why is he trying to kill everyone in the whole world?
There's going to be one more game still?
Yeah. Supposedly one more after. Which.
And do you remember all this time when they're like, we're not remaking 7? No, we're not gonna remake Final Fantasy VII until the time is right. The time just is not right yet.
They had to break that emergency glass because they were making stinkers.
And then they're like, oh, no, it's time to remake 7.
Oh, fuck, they're losing interest. Redo 7!
Alright, and
they
now
just
it's...
They have that in their back pocket whenever they wanted it.
Now it's 3 games.
Yeah. It was 3 discs.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do... Are they going to be able to do, like, a whole... Like, what you call it? The airship kind of thing?
I hope so. That's going to be strange. I hope it works. Because, you know, you also have, like... You float around on the airplane... Because, like, you try to take off in the airplane, but it crashes into the water. So you're just kind of floating around with the airplane for a while. There's a submarine.
Yeah.
The little dune buggy.
You have to take a boat across the thing at 1.2, and there's, like, a whole battle that happens on the boat.
Man, this... Final Fantasy sounds crazy. Then I remember what it actually looked like, though, and I'm like, But it sounds fucking nuts when I'm here.
Now they've got a remastered version. I think you can download it for, like, I don't know, $10, maybe less.
It was on Game Pass. I died at the same exact first boss I died at when I was a kid. I can't beat that scorpion. Listen, I'm gonna be real with you guys. I remember even being a kid. I remember when Final Fantasy VIII came out. I remember how excited every other kid in the fucking school was. Like, these kids used to bring the booklet to school every day. The instructions.
I was that kid. Not every day, but I did the first few days I had it.
Man, did you find all the cards? Or did you get all the cards? Yeah, man, I beat them all. I got all the cards. It's
the card game and that shit.
I loved that card game. It was such a good one. The one in is trash, but the that one was good.
I never got into Final Fantasy, so I never enjoyed all this shit that they. I just saw all the joy they've got from it.
I like the Blitzball game in X.
That was the only thing about 10 I liked.
I got about halfway into the story. Well, not halfway, but I got a good way into the story. Realized I had already missed my chance at a couple of the Blitzball players
mm-hmm.
that I really wanted to recruit. And I started the game over. Like, basically went all the way through it, got the characters drafted them early enough to where, like, I could lock it with my team, and I went undefeated and, like, destroyed every team. That destroyed that whole season.
God, all the way
won that shit at the end. I'm thinking about getting the remastered one. Eventually. It's X and X2, which I played through both of them.
Nothing like Popstar Yuna, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that reminds me of old G4 in Cinematech.
Did she have guns, or was that one of the other chicks?
She had guns.
Yeah,
she
had guns.
Yeah, that... X2.
He was a badass at 10-2, dude.
Was that a turn-based RPG?
Nah, yeah, it was.
Okay, I don't know.
He had the dress spears. That was a pretty cool little system.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they did a really good job. I think 11 is the first one I didn't play at all. I still haven't played 11 because it was an MMO.
Yeah.
And then I think I got...
That one was hard. You could, like, de-level if you died.
Was it 12 or 13 or something like that? Maybe both of those.
12 was Star Wars.
I got the one where you got, you're like a Japanese greaser dude with your buddies in a car 15. Driving around the world.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got in a little bit, and I just didn't really give a shit.
I liked it. I almost have a platinum trophy in it. I'm just missing two trophies.
Cool.
I didn't get to play any of the DLC for it, but they fucked that game up. It didn't have a fair shake.
What about 13?
13? Man.
Or 13.
Is that the one that had the funnier chick?
That was 12.
12, okay. I played that one. Vera.
13 had the pink-haired chick.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hold my words on that one. I need to give that one another go.
You know, Lightning Returns, and I don't know the name of the
right now. I would not like it.
What was the third one? Is the third one Lightning Returns?
Yeah, the second one was just 13 too.
Okay.
And it was about her sister time traveling with a pretty boy.
It always weirds me out when a Final Fantasy gets a direct sequel.
Yeah. 10 might be getting a third one.
No, it's too late.
No, apparently not, man.
No, people still want I'm going to write the letter. The first one
was the Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And then they gave us so many fantasies after that.
Well, they weren't expecting
the final one.
To be fair, they weren't expecting it to work.
And it really worked. Like,
and it did. That was going to be the last game that they made.
I still remember the commercial for Final Fantasy III.
And it's these little... are the same that brought you Rad Racer.
Little white mogul dude. He's running like a detective agency. And that was really Final Fantasy VI? Final Fantasy III?
Yeah.
Man, we fucked it all up. I remember when 7 came out, I'm like, what? I don't remember any of the other ones. I
told somebody the other day.
No, I was.
First one was 2.
I had to go back and play that shit. I had like a modded Xbox. They had a fuck ton of like Nintendo games and all of them. And so I got to go back and play a lot of those.
That's beautiful.
I ruined my Super Nintendo playing Final Fantasy II when I was like 3.
Mm.
Spilled milk in it.
Mm.
Yep, it was tough. Didn't get another system until the PS1. When I was like 6.
Well, unfortunately, on that note, I'm gonna call it because I hear a child, and I gotta go do some dad shit. So
sounds like fun.
Oh yeah. So
right before we go, I gotta say it's cool. I gotta brag on my kid.
Hell yeah.
Before we started filming, he beat Grand Theft Auto 3.
Hell yeah! I've never even done
just
that
the
shit.
Story mode. He's working through some of the side missions and deciding how much he wants to 100% that gun or not.
Good
so
shit.
There's a lot of shit to do. And at this point, doing all the taxi missions and ambulance missions, it's worthless. You already made it through the story mode. That's what all those perks are good for.
Right.
Yeah.
I told him at the beginning.
Fuck. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he beat the game.
I'm proud of him.
Fuck yeah.
Good. Totally fucking. Enough. The Brooklyn Beatdown. The BrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking go there, click a link, click subscribe, do something. Fucking Stone Dun Ninja. Fucking go there. StoneNinja.com?
Does that go there too?
Yeah. SlinkyCast.com.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Fucking Blood God Donnie. I forgot what we said to offend him, but.
Drop in and tell him to go fuck himself.
Speaking of fucking themselves, it's Shane for a fuck himself.
Hey, man, you gonna get on and play a little bit?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go check on the kids and then make some pizza rolls, and then I'll be on.
What?
Fucking. Yeah. 50. Three, yeah. Fucking peace out. I lost my mouse. Oh, there we go.